I've got State Representative Katie Dempsey 3 days ago. Today, I've got State Representative Eddie Lumsden in the studio, whereas Katie represents the 13th district. Eddie represents the 12th district in Correct. The State House of Representatives. So, sorry about that. Eddie, how you doing this morning?
Doing well. Hope you are.
I'm doing, man, I'll tell you what, doing wonderful. I can't
Were
believe
you up last night?
No, I was not up last night, actually.
You didn't stay to see the game? You didn't stay up to see
the
game?
You know, I got to be honest with you. After having stayed up on New Year's Eve, I needed some rest last night. But certainly glad to hear that the Dogs won it.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's, you know, we were pulling for them. So.
Sure.
Glad that happened. And I hope you had a good Christmas, New Year, all
the
holidays.
We did.
Good.
Went to be with family, kids, grandkids. Then they followed us home, so they're still underfoot. But, you know, we will get the New Year started off here tomorrow in full force.
Yeah. I know you're going to be staying pretty busy over the next week and a half because the 2020 legislative session will get underway on Monday, January 13th.
Correct. Yes.
Does it seem like it's almost time for yet another session? It just flies.
Yeah, the time between sessions seems to go by pretty quickly. There's a lot of things that go on during that time period. You're just not aware of all of the things that we are involved in or places that we need to be, things that we need to do. But certainly, I keep a pretty good schedule even when we're not in session.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Now, the other day, I did have Katie Dempsey on the program, and one of the things that she mentioned that was going to be of utmost importance for you guys is going to be creating a balanced budget, particularly among revenue shortfalls in recent months.
Certainly, Georgia is one of a number of states. Unfortunately, all states don't have it, but we are constitutionally required to have a balanced budget, unlike our federal government. And as a result, you know, we have to make difficult decisions at times. The economic forecast from the University of Georgia and other sources seem to indicate that we might be looking at a slowdown in the economy over the course of this next year. And in response to that, the governor has called for a 4% reduction in the fiscal year, this budget, we call the small budget or the supplemental budget. And then for our planning purposes for the next, incorporating a 6% reduction into that. Mm-hmm. Does not apply in all areas. Of course, education and some of the other areas are formula driven, and we cannot touch those. So really only about 25% of the overall budget falls under those reduction guidelines. But certainly that will require some planning, some decisions to be made as we get into the process.
Yeah, and that certainly posed a bit of a challenge, I think, for a lot of state agencies.
Absolutely. Of course, we went through it during the downturn from 2007 to 2014, really. So it's something that departments are familiar with how to do. It's just making tough decisions sometimes that you know, affect their ability to carry out their mission as they would like to. But hopefully we don't see the downturn. But as I said, the forecasts are calling for that. And certainly we're in a presidential election year. And with all of that goes into that, the economy often slows down during that time because of the uncertainty about what the future looks like. So, you know, that's sort of where we are and what we're dealing with as we're planning for the upcoming year.
Yeah, and you hear a lot from business owners. They're always concerned about, oh, are people going to be spending now that this is an election year? Because
certainly,
you don't know what's going to happen.
Well, Georgia's very fortunate. We came out of the Great Recession in a good position because of some conservative decisions that we made during that time, unlike some other states. And Georgia came out in a very strong position. And we've, as a result, we benefited from that because Georgia's been the number one state in the nation to do business now for seven years in a row. And as a result of that, we've had businesses and industries coming here and locating and creating jobs. And Georgia is one of the fastest growing states in the nation because we do have jobs and people are coming here from all over the country to take those jobs. So that's great from that standpoint, but it also, as education and things of that type, as they bring children, as our base grows, then we start, you know, seeing more pressure on the budget because of those things. So we've got our It's a challenging environment, but we're in far better shape than some of our other sister states.
Yeah. And this in the midst of last month, they announced record low unemployment for November across
the
state.
Right. Well, you would hope that, particularly during the holiday season, because there seems to be a lot of part-time jobs that drive some of those numbers as well. But on the whole, as I said, Georgia has done well and is still doing well. We have seen some numbers turned down, but not in a very strong way. But nonetheless, we pay attention to those. And generally, our policy has always been to plan conservatively. We may know that there is a projected drop of a certain amount. So, you know, we'll factor in a little bit into the budget to allow for that as well, a little cushion. And so far, we've been able throughout, as I said, the economic downturn and then coming out of the recession, been able to have some strong performance and really put Georgia in a good place.
Awesome. So, and for those of you just tuning in, we're chatting with Eddie Lumsden. He represents Georgia's 12th district in the State House of Representatives. We talked a little bit about the budget. Now let's just talk about some other stuff that you anticipate for the upcoming 2020 legislative session.
Well, the budget, of course, drives everything that really affects folks. If we did nothing else but pass the budget, we would have met our constitutional requirement. But there are a lot of other things that, you know, any representative can bring a bill forward and deal with an issue. We know that, you know, locally we've met with our local officials, and there are some priorities that they have regarding particularly the gaming machines or something at the local level that has been emphasized to us by our locals. And I do know that there are some others around the state. I've been contacted by another representative another senator that's also having situations like we're having here in Rome in regard to those machines. So there's some there may be some movement in regard to legislation for that this year. We need to deal with the Lottery Commission office on that, because they have a responsibility. Those machines are come under the umbrella of their offices, but they're being abused. And there's so that, you know, that's something that I think we'll probably see some discussions about. And in the broader picture of gambling, there's a push for folks that would like to see that come on in Georgia. I don't know that there's enough desire on the part of the majority of the legislature to see that happen, but there'll certainly be those that would like to push that. You know, to say what to expect is there are a number of issues out there that we think, but until bills begin to drop, until we know exactly what's going to be leaderships, and they have not discussed that or not put that information out to we know where leadership wants to issues that they want to focus on. So sort of premature to know exactly what to expect, but you know, there are some things that have been there for a while that will be recurring, that will be coming back. But I think every session is interesting. They will have its own nuances.
And that said, kind of looking at the 2019 session in retrospect, what are some things that were passed during that session, maybe that took effect sometime during the past year or yesterday, January 1st, that you think are worth noting?
Right off the top of my head, I'm drawing a blank, because I know there are many things that we did. I just don't have the list there in front of me to really articulate on that. I do know that... you know, again, going back to the budget, because everything we do is budget driven. All of the other things are sort of peripheral, and those things do have impact in different areas. You know, I serve on 10 different committees, and we have hearings in those committees from legislation that is brought forward. And I'm sure that there will, you know, that will continue to be the case. You may have noted I had a change in my chairmanship, so I'm chairing insurance now as opposed to reapportionment. So that will bring about a little different focus for me as we get into this session. One of the meetings that was already scheduled, that I was being on that committee, I was already planning to be there. But now with that change, I get to chair it. So there's
you must have not been there the day they were looking for a chair.
Well, you know, with the unexpected passing of Chairman Jay Powell, who was our Rules Committee Chairman, that brought about the need for a change to fill that position. And that is a very central, very key position. And as a result, Chairman Smith, who has been long-serving Chairman of Insurance, was tapped to fill that position and left that vacancy. So the Speaker was gracious enough to had enough confidence in me, I guess. I got the call, so I'm pleased. So that will change a little bit of my focus. I've served on that committee for over 8 years, but that will change a little bit of my focus.
No doubt. And what other committees do you serve on?
Oh, gosh. Besides insurance, appropriations, appropriations for education, appropriations for public safety, governmental affairs, state properties. There's a number of them that meet regularly and a number of them that only meet periodically. Mm-hmm. So some are more involved than the others, but particularly the appropriations committee, subcommittees that I serve on for education and public safety. That really is a large portion of education being roughly 50% of our overall budget and public safety about 6-7% of our overall budget. So those are some interesting committees, and we spend a lot of time ironing out details in there.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you've got a background in public safety, so that's what you bring to that committee.
Certainly, certainly.
Awesome. State Representative Eddie Lumsden, my guest this segment. He represents Georgia's 12th District in the House of Representatives. And, Eddie, I got to ask you this because I know your session's going to begin on the 13th day of January. What thoughts typically flood your mind with the start of each new legislative session?
Let's just do the best that we can do to make Georgia the kind of place it needs to be for people to want to live, want to start businesses, want to raise their families. It's a challenge. Georgia is a place that people want to come to. We've created an environment that is tax-friendly, that has jobs, good quality of life, and people are coming here. And the reality is those types of conditions exist because of actions that we have taken in the past that has created that environment for businesses to want to be here. So we want to keep our eye on the ball and make sure that the things that we do at the state, legislatively speaking, enhance the quality of life and the business-friendly environment that we have created so we can continue to enjoy the benefits that we're already seeing in our state.
Awesome. And I know that, there's a website. People want to get your contact information. They can just go to legis.ga.gov.
www.house.ga.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And that will bring up the website, and just about anything relative to the House of Representatives you can find on that website.
Awesome. Any other information you'd like to share with our listeners?
I just hope everybody has a great 2020. We're off to a good start, and hope we have a continued great time here in Georgia.
Yeah. I can't believe it's 2020. It's not just a new year. It's a brand new decade.
Absolutely.
Time flies. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, and I hope you have an awesome 2020.
Planning on it. Thank you.
Awesome. We've been chatting with Eddie Lumsden, a state representative for our area. Covers Floyd County and part of Chattooga, correct?
All of Chattooga and about a third of Floyd, northern and western Floyd counties, and part of the city of Rome.
And that is the 12th district.
Correct.
Eddie Lumsden, my guest this segment. Thanks for coming in this morning, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.